About 75 residents are gathered in front of the Petersburg courthouse, holding up handmade signs with messages like, "Forced pregnancy is slavery," and "Lisa, fix this," referring to Senator Lisa Murkowski.
What's your sign say? What does it say?
Stop being bossy.
Now that the Supreme Court has struck down the federal right to abortion, each state can determine its own laws. And according to AP VoteCast 2020, a slight majority of Alaskan voters believe that abortion should be illegal in almost all cases. Dr. Courtney Hess, a family practitioner here in Petersburg, is concerned that Alaska may choose to restrict abortion access even when the mother's life is at risk.
If that became law in Alaska, you know, and thinking about the patients that I've dealt with, there's some patients that would have been tremendously impacted by that. You know, that their lives could have been lost. It definitely is going to affect what physicians can do to help keep people healthy and keep women healthy, which is important for their whole family. It's not something that I imagined we'd be facing.
Some states have now made abortion illegal, even in cases of rape and incest. Alaska has the highest rate of reported rape in the country, at nearly four times the national average, according to the FBI's 2019 crime data. Diane Benson, who is Tlingit, a Native Alaskan tribe, was around before Roe versus Wade.
I remember what it was like growing up and seeing teenage girls cry or slit their wrists. You know, those were those kind of days when nobody talked about rape and family incest issues. And growing up around poverty and seeing that sort of thing, when you have communities where a rapist has assaulted many of the children, having the right to make a choice, having some sovereignty over your own body means everything, and it makes me very emotional because I've seen what it does to not have it.
The protesters march up Main Street and back. Some passing motorists honk in support, and some just drive on by. As the crowd arrives back at the courthouse, young women express their fear and frustration at the court's decision. Leah Kittums is 18 years old.
It's alarming that we've had this legislation our entire lives, and now when we're reaching adulthood, we won't even have, like, there's a chance that we won't even have access to what should be a guaranteed right. Like, that should be a right. Bodily autonomy should be a right.
Justice Clarence Thomas, in his concurring opinion on the decision, called on the court to reconsider other currently protected rights, among them access to contraception, same-sex marriage, and the right to engage in private, consensual sexual acts. Barry Bracken is one of several men at the rally. He says Justice Thomas's statement was what motivated him to attend.
I really think that this is just the beginning of a very, very conservative minority rule type of a situation, and I think that this is just the tip of the iceberg. I hope this is a wake-up call because it's such a slap in the face to anyone, particularly taking away a right that's been available for 50 years. We should be moving forward, not backward.
KFSK reached out to organizers of past local pro-life rallies, but they did not respond or were not ready to comment on the court's ruling at this time. For now, abortion remains legal in Alaska. Marchers say they plan to continue pushing to keep it that way. In Petersburg, I'm Catherine Monahan.